Hi, my name is Jill Lake, and I'm going to talk with you today about sharing the wondrous stories of this place, a Garrison School website for the wider community. Plate tectonics and four stages of mountain building shaped this land. This upheaval created a great fjord that extends into the Atlantic Ocean. The Laurentide ice sheet, a mile thick, covered the land, scraping and reshaping it. The mountains on each side of the fjord were once as tall as the Himalayas. Now, just their bases flank a mighty river that has inspired explorers, industrialists, artists, and environmentalists for centuries. This is a place that Benedict Arnold fled after he shared the plans for Fortress West Point with the British military. This is a place where a folk singer built a river sloop and used the boat and the power of song to focus attention on cleaning up the river. This is the Hudson Highlands. And in the Hudson Highlands sits the Garrison School, right, sort of down there in the middle. A small public K-8 school that owns a 185-acre school forest. My synthesis project involves the Garrison School and its school forest. My project includes two parts, a paper and a product. The product is a website. It's a 52-page environmental education website that I created as a gift for the Garrison School's teachers, students, and for the greater community. I'll explain the scope of my project in three parts. I'll introduce you to the situation, I'll describe my creative solution, and I'll discuss the outcome. In terms of the situation, I'll orient you to the place where this project takes place, and I'll discuss three important proposals. Then I'll explain why I'm involved. Garrison is a wooded, naturally beautiful rural community located 72 miles north of New York City by train. It sits on the east bank of the Hudson River in a hilly area called the Hudson Highlands. The Garrison School was founded in 1793. It has about 235 students, and academically, it's one of the top schools in New York State. It received Blue Ribbon designation from the U.S. Department of Education in 2010, and the New York State Department of Education designated it a reward school in August 2014. The school forest makes the Garrison School unique. I know of three private schools in New York State that own school forests: the Harvey School and the Hackley School in Westchester County, and the North Country School in Lake Placid. But I do not know of any other public school in New York that owns and teaches in a forest adjacent to its school property. This significant asset gives the Garrison School the capacity to teach many disciplines outdoors and to provide an optimal supplementary learning environment for children. The Sloan, Osborne, Duryea, and Gunther families gave the school forest land to the school district in the 1950s and early 60s. The Garrison School Forest contains six trails, woods, steep ledges, ravines, a swamp, and a meadow. It also contains the remains of a Revolutionary War fortification called the South Redoubt, which was part of Fortress West Point. After British forces destroyed Fort Clinton and Fort Montgomery in 1777, General George Washington ordered the design of a series of forts, redoubts, and batteries on both the west and east sides of the Hudson River. General Washington wanted to prevent the British from sailing through the strategic S-curve there. And they actually created a chain and a boom to block passage of the river. Continental Army troops lived in several camps in garrison and manned the South Redoubt from 1778 to 1781. Now, Garrison School 7th graders engage in a Revolutionary War reenactment each April in the school forest. In Garrison, houses sit far apart from one another, and dirt roads like this very old postal road are common. Garrison contains farmland, New York State parkland, two golf courses, a country club, churches, a library, a post office, the Garrison School, one cafe, and two gas stations. Significant intellectual, spiritual, and cultural institutions are located in Garrison also. Garrison has significant ties to the modern environmental movement in the United States. This is Alexander Saunders. He was at the center of the successful fight against Consolidated Edison's proposal to build a power plant on Storm King Mountain. Storm King rises from the western shore of the Hudson River, northwest of Garrison. Folk singer Pete Seeger, who lived nearby in Beacon, came up with an idea in the 1960s to build a Hudson River sloop to highlight the need to clean up the heavily polluted Hudson River. Saunders and his wife, Reese, were instrumental in creating the Clearwater Organization with Seeger. The Hudson River sloop Clearwater now serves as a sailing classroom that teaches individuals about the history of the Hudson River as a working river, a rich ecological habitat, and an important cultural landscape. Garrison's involvement in environmental concerns